Good afternoon. A thousand apologies for the technical errors we are having here. It shall be sorted. It shall be sorted ASAP. Good afternoon. The time is 4 minutes past the hour of five, and this is the Home Run with Helmut here on Eagle FM. And as always, here to keep you company until the hour of six. And as we always do it, every Thursday is just an hour long because of the election education. Should I put it that way, or there's a different way of doing it? Anyway, if you were listening over the radio, or if you were viewing, or if you were one of those people that were following the program, Bishop's program live on social media, then bravo. Now, it's the home run time. Time to basically start talking about how to run a home. And that home is you, my man. Just you. And you are part of this much larger home called Namibia. So the sooner we figure out how to run you, then we can easily figure out how to run us. Because just a very, very interesting comparison between what two presidents said over a span of about 100 years. About over 100 years. In 1863... Abraham Lincoln gave us the definition of democracy we use today: the government of the people, for the people, by the people. And again, as I keep saying, guys, you don't want democracy. What you want is a republic. Because, well, democracy is just cruel. But we, you know, cruel of the majority. But when we, it's one of those things where, why copying and pasting is not recommended. But now, after that definition was given of the government of the people, for the people, by the people in 1981. Now, the government of the people, for the people, by the people. Now, that would apply that the people needs to be governed by someone they put in place. Elected representatives. We do that all the time. We are about to do that on a presidential and parliamentary level, 2024-2025. Now, that was Abraham Lincoln, 1981, in his inaugural address. Ronald Reagan, very questionable individual. I'm mindful of what the man just did in his lifetime. It's just both questionable and non-questionable alike. Well, mostly questionable. But he asked a very interesting question with regards to that definition, that if there's only one person who is capable of ruling everyone and everyone is not capable enough to rule themselves, then how are we going to, what criteria are we using to find who is fit enough to rule all of us that are not fit enough to rule ourselves? Like, where are they going to come from? Because every elected representative we have in office comes from among us. So they came from our society to be in whatever public position we put them to represent us. So clearly, if the people that are going to rule the people, by the people, and for the people is coming from the people, then this self-leadership, it must start from self. It must start from self. And today, well, I'm not going to go into that. Now, today my topic is self-education. Self-education. And now, this is one of those conversations where that starts with, hey, you know what? I don't have money to go to school. I said self-education, not teacher's education, not voter's education, not education in the by modern standards, but modern by education by the traditional standards of you being able to teach yourself. Is there power in self-education? What are some of the pros? Or what are the advantages of educating yourself? And educating yourself educating yourself is a very important thing, in a way that the research on the subject seems to indicate that self-education is mostly, when someone is self-educated, they are most likely going to educate themselves in things they are passionate about.
And I know that's when we start saying things like, hey, colonialism, hey, blah, blah. No. Again, I'm not saying established education institutions. I'm just saying on an individual level. What is your passion? If it and I know there, you know, I know there's a practical aspect to this, like sport, for example. But this what I'm talking about here is more of is going to lean more on the academic aspect. But again, there's a self-taught, as in practical skills, vocational training skills. You can teach yourself that. And that is because if you look at the statistics of how many of us, especially, and we went through this, if you want the whole statistics of the of how many of us have cell phones, especially smartphones, over 80% of us in the age group of 15 to 34 have a phone. This is, stupid phone, dumb phone, or whatever it is, or Kamagotchi, yes, Kamatochi. Yes, or that, or you have a smartphone. So it's safe then to assume that just a little over 50% of us have smartphones, and somehow we say, internet access from every now and then. What do we do with all this? We have we are exposed to a lot to a large amount of knowledge on a daily basis, be it on the internet, be it through our through our relatives or our grandpas and grandmas at home. There is a lot of skills and more like self-education that we can do from this. Although you know that when it's the home run, it's mostly civic self-education. But let's just go with self-education in general, although we know that I'm sooner or later going to hint toward that. Now, why did I bring that up? It's because I came across a very interesting story of one gentleman known as Thomas Fuller, who lived in the 1700s. He was born in the 1700s in modern-day Liberia or Benin somewhere. They have to understand that this border, 1700, this was long before the Berlin Conference when all these borders were carved up. So there was no Liberia and Benin at the time. Maybe they is not the one that we see today, not the borders that we have today. That's where the gentleman named Thomas Fuller, and as you can tell from the name that this gentleman was actually given that name, and then taken to an English colony part of the U.S. This man, whoever kidnapped him, did not know that they were actually in the presence of a genius, a child prodigy in mathematics. Never attended formal education, but he was able to solve complex mathematics equations that were thrown at him, that were actually trying to test him. Trying not to murder people here. Yeah, that was actually tested by the people. And among other tests that were given to him, Thomas Fuller, a very interesting figure, and also today he's known as a human calculator a Virginia calculator, a man of a lot of different nicknames. Now, there was an organization that was fighting slavery all the way from 1700s. Now, you have to understand that during this time, slavery was put into was given a trial run by the Portuguese all the way in the from the 1450s. Now, from the 1450s, and then the Spanish joined the WhatsApp group in the 1490s, and then things just went wrong. Nuts from there. And this organization called the Pennsylvania Abolition Society, PAS, is one of those organizations that you can, like one of those very you know, never heard of opposition parties that, you know, we have in this country. That you, you know, until someone mentions the party, they're like, oh, hang on a second, that party is still alive? Huh, had no idea. But this is actually like one of those organizations during the time. You have to understand that from the 1500s, slavery was started based on skin color. By the 1700s, slavery, transatlantic slavery was in full swing. So that's the time that this guy was bought. Meth genius who teach himself meth. I will explain on the other side of the commercial break.
We can describe that after-work feeling, the loosening of your tie, the relief of finally unbuttoning your collared shirt, or that moment when you leave work with all the emails, agendas, amendments behind, and pick up that ice-cold Heineken with friends. But the real magic is when you take that first sip. That moment needs no explanation. Heineken, brewed for that refreshing first sip. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
And welcome back. You are listening to The Home Run with Helm Tier on Eagle FM. And as always, the time is a quarter past the hour of five. And as always, until six. Now, let's come back to Thomas Fuller, a.k.a. a human calculator. This was kidnapped from modern-day Benin at the age of 14. And then he was taken to modern-day United States of America, and then there he would actually he would go to show that intelligence is not based on skin color. You have to understand that to try and justify religion, Gomez de Zurara, that idiot, had to sort of like and okay, I don't hate the guy. I have to understand the, okay, because I'm sort of like okay, look at Gomez de Zurara as a gentleman, I mean, as modern-day influencers and mainstream media, paid journalists, paid-off journalists. Not all of them are, but well, some are. Now, those ones that are just know what is wrong, they can see it black and white, but they don't acknowledge it because, well, their salary depends on it. That's what, that was Gomez de Zurara, who was given directions by the Portuguese monarchy to write a book that will further, justify the Portuguese expansion into North Africa. Slave trade was a booming business back then. Now, getting to the coming back to Thomas Fuller. By the 1700s, the whole idea that the darker your skin is, the more, the less evolved and the less intelligent you are, has also been reached, as you can imagine, the entire white community education system has been poisoned by that theory. Now, the Pennsylvania Abolition Society, PAS, now, was trying to fight that by trying to find the most, as much intelligent, more like intelligent in an academic sense, as much intelligent black people as possible that they can find to try and prove that people with melanin can also understand calculus. Now, because of that, these people, the PAS only came across Thomas Fuller when he was in his 70s. Put in mind, he was taken from his homeland at the age of 14, and they only came across him at the age of when he was in his 70s. And even at that age, his mind was self-taught mathematics in the 70-year-old could not match those ones that went to formal education and did mathematics in the class with the help of a teacher. Now, as you can imagine, some academics showed up to try to sort of like challenge his mathematical prowess. And the following story is said to have ensued. The first question he was asked is, how many seconds are there in a year? And in about 2 minutes, he told them there is about 47,304,000 seconds. You have to understand this was 100 years before your calculator was put together. Homeboy was doing math, like, you know, just drinking water. And that math, that math that is enabling him to do that at the age of 70 is not something that he set in the class to do. It's something that he taught himself. It's a, I think it's safe to say it's a, it was a passion for him. And also, this is actually where indigenous knowledge now comes in. Despite the mathematical skills, Fuller was illiterate. And now, researchers Ron Eglash theorizes that the Fuller may have been a member of of the Basari community found in some parts of modern day Senegal. And now, according to research, it's sort of like within their tradition to get people to memorize certain things. And if you to memorize stuff. And if you look at it, you're basically describing the entire Africa. The folklore we are telling ourselves today, Adimbungu Nambuawa, a hyena and a jackal story, they have come down to us verbally. So your grandma had to memorize that story when she was told that story around the fire in the 1400s. Yeah, that's a little too far. In the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, maybe 40s. And to this day, they still have that story in the mind. Now, you, on the other hand, when they send you to go and buy salt at the shop, you come back with sugar because you totally forgot. Whatever happened to our memory is just beyond me. So, Thomas Fuller, the first question he was asked is, how many seconds are in a year? Answered them without a single calculator. I mean, my generation would have gone straight to Google. Well, which is exactly what I did. But the bottom line is that is a gentleman who was passionate at something. Then he decided to educate himself. The situation surrounding this man will make you put aside whatever excuse you have in mind today for not educating yourself in something you are passionate about. Because if you tell me, no, the government is not paying. Homeboy was in slavery. He was in slavery. You can't tell me you are in a situation that's worse than that. Because, well, then we're going to have to call the police. Because last I checked, that thing had been abolished a long time ago. Well, still going on in Libya. But anyway, that's... Yeah. No. Question number two he was asked is... on being asked about how many seconds... And he was asked, how many seconds has a man lived? And these men have lived for 70 years. Yeah. A man who has lived for 70 years. Or someone who... Basically, he was being told that... someone who has lived for 70 years, 17 days, and 12 hours. These guys here were just in a guessing game. He was 70. Just put that in mind. He was 70. And someone shows up to try to challenge his self-taught mathematical skills. That, how old do you think is someone who has lived 70 years... 70 years, 17 days, and 12 hours. And he answered in 1 minute that the man who has lived 70 years, 17 days, and 12 hours, converting that to seconds, this man is 2,210,500,000 1,800 seconds old. Okay, look, you have to imagine that this is someone who is there are two guys, by the way, both of whom you can imagine were white. And they were trying to prove a point that someone who is with melanin, aka black, aka slave, has the same human nature as you, white guy, and therefore has the same intelligence as you. Now, by trying to prove that, they just fired those questions, and boy, did he prove them. Now, they just went on to answer a few, actually, that's the most interesting part. Now, he was told that, no, you are wrong. On this, on the 2,210,500,800 seconds. For someone who is 70 years and 17 days and 12 hours old. Converting it in seconds. He was told that he was wrong. And then the person that told him that he was wrong gave him an answer. Then his answer was, his exact words was alleged to have been, top master. I'm assuming that's 1700 English for top master. You forget the leap years. And when Menier Corrector, that name sounds familiar. When Menier Corrector factored in leap years in those 70 years, 17 days, and 12 hours, he came to the very, he came to Joseph Fuller's conclusion. So, self-education, for me, that story proves that self-taught, there is power in self-education. As long as you're just doing something that you're passionate about, because you can imagine, homeboy was very passionate about math to do that, because, well, who has time to calculate, to convert the age of someone who is 70 into, I don't know, 70 years in seconds. Wow. Okay. Maybe you'll have to convert the years to months, and then months to weeks, and then weeks to days, and then days to hours, and then hours to minutes, minutes, and then seconds. It would have taken you and your calculator 10 hours. It took him a minute. So this is a glaring story of how someone who is actually dedicated towards learning something, how they can go about accomplishing that, defying all the odds. He was in slavery, away from home. You can imagine he did, in between teaching himself these numbers. There were some, obviously, abuse involved in that. There's a work involved starting at the age of 14. Now, to do some of the hard labors, you must be 18. Otherwise, it's going to fall under the category of Western category of child labor. But nope, not him. At the age of 14, when you're considered property, you are doing fully grown men work. Now, he found time. I brought up that story because the excuses we hear when it comes to teaching yourself something is, I have a very busy schedule. You are busier than a slave. You're telling me you're more busier than a 14-year-old slave? Seriously, guys, come on. Yeah, no, I have responsibilities than a slave. Because that's the question that will always come. That's the question. Please just call in and correct me. Are you busier than a slave? Because last I checked, slaves didn't have schedules. For the most part, you're not sleeping. And also not on a... Vacation is a thing of the past, obviously. So the conditions homeboy went through and still reached that level of intelligence, and you can imagine his intelligence just took off, and then ended up in Europe, and then I think also some parts of France. Think of it this way: say Isaac Newton, the one who's discovered who is given credit for discovering gravity, because when an apple fell on his head, normal person will just eat the apple. But anyway, homeboy went deep into thinking what made the apple fall, and then we now can know that gravity then came about. The value of gravity then is 9.8 kg. Been a while since I did that math. And now this is, you are talking about someone that went through formal education, totally forgot. Other side of the commercial break. Stay tuned.
It's still Red February at WB. Get 5 kg top score maize for $59.99. 2 kg real good mixed chicken for $89.99. 1 liter Namilk UHT milk for $19.99. 500 gram Sunshine D margarine for $19.99. And 2 liter Bursty Squash for only $24.99. See all our extended Red Feb specials at www.voermanbrock.com. We care.
And now, welcome back. The time is half past the hour of 5. Left with 30 minutes before I say goodbye. The line is 0833-88401. What is the best excuse that will enable you get out of educating yourself in a subject you are interested with? That is better than that of a slave. I have to say, I don't have any excuse. Not one that's worse than that. Because now you have to understand that Thomas Fuller didn't give an excuse. He just decided to do it. And he thrived at it better than those that went to formal education. Better than those that attended formal education. And now a gentleman by the name of Michael Farad. There's a Farad somewhere in there. And if you have seen those that are doing electrician and electronics in vocational training, just give me a break here. It's been a while. The unit of measuring capacitors is Farad. I think that's where the gentleman's name comes from. And also did some very direct or indirect contribution to modern-day refrigeration, microwaves, and was a self-taught who, by the way, had a problem pronouncing R's when he was growing up. And the teacher thought it could be beaten out of him. So he just decided to drop out of school and work in a bookbinding factory. Now he had to find time to read in between that binding. His binding job. He decided to educate himself to lay the foundation of the technology we use today and the technology that we use today. Again, self-taught. And I've come to realize, I think one thing you have to understand about being self-taught is that you are letting the mind roam free. You are not putting it in confinements, aka academic confinements, although there's nothing wrong with being an academic. There is a very interesting psychological and scientific reason why most of the scientific discoveries are by accident. Microwave technology was discovered by someone experimenting with radar technology in the military. Now we use it to warm our food. The mind, when you let it roam free, it will surprise you. But when we start, when we shove it in the tunnel of this is what so-so-so said, therefore, he was a smart guy, let's just go with it. Although there's nothing wrong with that, solely confining our thoughts to it stands in between us and our creativity. The best example would be kids. Have you ever wondered how kids just are able to pull off the stuff that they do? It will take you forever to start a fire, but leave the kids alone for 5 minutes unsupervised, you'll find a house on fire. Now, there's something about growing up that just screws at, us up. Now, the gentleman that dropped out of school and then just decided to start, self-teaching himself, to and then to the point of giving us the technology, most of the technology that we have today, and also, by the way, induction motor. So we're talking about, we have to give the same guy credit for the, you know, for the so-called electric cars that we keep parroting every now and then today. That technology dates back to someone that didn't really receive formal education. Again, you and I owe it to Thomas Fuller. Okay, now that second one sounds like some guy with a mustache somewhere in the 1940s in Europe. Bad reputation, terrible reputation. Thomas Fuller, let's go with Fuller, because if we go with Fuller, the Germans may not like my radio show. Now, while binding the books, he came across a very he read several books on self-education. One of which he came across was a book titled Improvement of the Mind. And it's just about 300 pages long. Thanks to my line of work, I'm gonna leave this job with the library, because, like Michael pointed out in the morning, because of the exposure to information. And one of the advice that he was, one of the rules to self-teaching yourself that he discovered in the Improvement of the Minds is, one, listening is key. No man is obliged, says Mr. Isaac Watts, is the gentleman that wrote the book. I'm always forgetting that name. No man is obliged to learn and know everything, says Mr. Watts. This can neither be sought nor required, for it is utterly impossible. You don't have to know everything. Like I keep saying, when it comes to the economics, I'm not asking you to be a multidisciplinary James Manupe economic expert. No, just the basics. It doesn't kill anyone. And also, when it comes to civic education, I'm not saying become a legal expert, Sanamanje. No. Just know the basics. Know beyond, and this is very true for my generation, know beyond it's my right. Because with those rights comes responsibilities. Before you start yapping, it's my right, do you know what your responsibilities are? Because if you don't deserve those rights. Okay, now I'm putting myself in a corner with the police here. And then Mr. Watts, before I take my call, goes on to say that it's impossible to know everything. That's basically what Mr. Watts is saying. It's impossible to know everything. Yet all the persons are under some of obligations to improve their own understanding. Otherwise, it will be barren, and it will be as barren as a desert or a forest overgrown with weed and branches. Yeah, let's go with branches, because I can. Okay, you have to understand that this book was published in 1845 or 1846, somewhere there. So it's a pretty old one. You can imagine he learned that from Thomas Fuller. Or 3288401, self-education. What are the advantages of self-educating yourself apart from the very simple fact that, because all this comes back to one thing. First of all, picking something you are passionate about and then educate yourself on it. Now, something I'm passionate about happens to be civic education. And if you're passionate about that, let's go. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, very much.
Good afternoon.
Yes, how are you, my brother?
Fine, how are you?
Yes, you decide to educate us now.
Come again?
You decide to educate us now.
My point was to get all of us question ourselves.
Yeah, but let me congratulate you.
Okay, please go on.
It has been good, but you know, since yesterday and today, you are just on the top.
I'm not looking at your calls.
Or maybe you are making sense to me, and then that's why.
Oh, okay, please go on.
Yeah, I know. I just want to congratulate you, and I want to agree with you that the question you are posting.
Yeah.
Very relevant.
Okay, thank you.
What is stopping us? Because first and foremost, if you are passionate about something, that's the way forward.
Yeah.
And then you need to scrutinize yourself and say, this way I can call corrective action to say, where do I go wrong? How do I go wrong? Where do I need to change and stuff without changing your entire plan? And then from there, you go on and improving and improving, and to a certain point, you can be considered, because regardless of formal education. And the other point we can look at to sum up, looking at the main point in your conversation, to say nothing more, nothing less. It's all about what you are doing about it.
Yeah.
And how do you consider it? Irregardless of formal education
or
informal, illiterate or literate, that little you know, put up your upper hand.
Yeah.
And if you know about it, you go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can compete at your level with those who are considered to be educated or maybe better than you. But
that attended formal education.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you all got something to offer, more especially in the context of Namibia.
Yeah.
That's why this is where we are getting things wrong, because we consider those who have gone to formal education, regardless of what going from there, they have gone to tertiary of the institution of higher learning without tertiary education, of course. But when they come there, the homeboy we're talking about is the boss.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there are times you require again to go induction in service training and so on, you name them. So it does not start when you are graduating to say, no, I'm there. No, it starts when you put in the work and when you'll be evaluated on your daily basis on what is required from you, from the job description, job specification, job enlargement, job enrichment, you name them.
Yeah.
That's what you do, whether you are competent or not. But having a paper and not competent, having a paper, or having not having a paper and you are competent, you see the date. Nothing much, nothing more.
Yeah.
But I'm not to discourage people not to acquire paper, of course, yes.
Yeah.
But at your personal level, if you are good at something, and you can prove the point, this is nowadays life.
Yeah.
And that's why when you look at people like court, it's not about you being right. It's how about the court or the judge see it. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, when it comes to being self-taught, I have a lot of my heroes that I look up to. Apart from Thomas Fuller, again in now. Let's go to Dakar, Senegal. And then you meet a gentleman named Baba Sy, who was discovered by a French, I think, draft or chess player. Homeboy didn't know. There's something I think extra special, to put it that way, about teaching yourself something. Because for one, you will never teach yourself something that will bore you to death. You will obviously take something that you are passionate about, and because of that, you become really good at it. Because for one, no one is forcing you to do it, and actually, you enjoy doing it. Like I do, making noise, top of the line. And now, Baba Sy was an African-American international draft, just African, was an African international draft player and the first world champion from Africa. He is said to have been discovered. These guys and they were discovered. The parents gave birth to that guy and someone just, you know, just discovered. And discovered by an American player visiting Dakar in 1959. Apologies on that one. Not a French player. An American player. And now in 1962, Germany, the country, 1962, Germany, organized a big game party and he was the only Senegalese and only African. And he played against 150 players simultaneously, which means all at the same time, and won.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now... And one, you know, the only sad thing about all these heroes of self-taught or self-education is that there is not really a lot of documentation that is out there about them. If we should be having street names should be named, we should be having Babasai Street, Thomas Fuller Street. And we have every name. But actually, the heroes let me not go into that one because usually when it gets difficult, I get out of it by through humor, and I can't do that because it's not 9:30. Now, you have the story of Thomas Fuller, and you have the story of Babasai, all of which. Formal education was not really, especially for Thomas Fuller, not a single day that he spent in the class. Of course, this happened in the 1960s. Slavery had been abolished long back then at the time. Now, this gentleman who passed away, unfortunately, in a car accident in 1978, he was declared after his death the victor of the 1968 they had a dispute with one French draft expert who thought he was good at it, but my man here was not a match. My man here was something else. Now, it all comes down to one thing. One, passionate about something. Two, making time for it despite the odds. But, no, we have a lot of excuses, especially my generation. We have time for social media and everything else. But, you know, picking something that we are passionate about and, you know, teaching ourselves that with our 80% plus phones, we have all that. And so you can imagine the majority of us have access to the internet because if you are going to school today, then chances are very high. Chances are very high. There are circumstances where you are very... underprivileged to the point, I mean, the economic disparity is not to be ignored. But the bottom line is, find something that you're passionate about and educate yourself in it. And I would recommend civic education. Now, why would I pick that one? I have 12 minutes, but I would just try to use it as sparingly as possible. 083-288-401. Self-education. Why am I always shoving civic education in your throat? It's for A couple of reasons. I'll give you one. There are two things going on in the West right now. If there's something that we learned from the we learned from the parliamentary committee with regards to green hydrogen last year, was that instead of conversing with their European counterparts on the green hydrogen initiative, the parliamentary committee came out in the newspaper, and I think that was Comrade Mtora who was complaining that no, those people, they just called and lectured us. And that was just around the same time that Comrade James Munyupe wanted to do the same thing. Like, you know what, I will address the parliamentary committee on the green hydrogen via Zoom from Japan. And they were like, yeah, no, we are not doing that. We have to do it in person. Now, because of these constant lectures coming from the quote-unquote, we know it, and all our ways are the correct one, and all your ways are wrong. I have now come to the point where I think public education is not enough. Not really public, but established, more like modern-day education or established education, education through established institutions is not enough. Self-education is needed. Self-education is needed. And why? It's because if you look at how, especially Western countries, China is not very good at lecturing for some reason. They just want to manufacture things and mine stuff. But when it comes to the West, when it comes to lecturing other countries on how to, be morally upright, and while they're just doing the complete opposite, it gets me to question basically everything else that's coming from the West. Oh, don't get me wrong. Favorite shoes? Timberland. I like boots. Favorite computer? Alienware. Built by Dell. All these products are Western. Now, let's talk about cars. No, that one is Japanese, absolutely. Now, but the bottom line is, one thing I've come to learn from the West is that they understand capitalism. And they understand that capitalism is not faith-oriented. Sorry to burst your bubble. But it's interest-oriented. The West will partner with a dictator if it means protecting their interest. They've done it like 1,000 times. Have you ever heard of the gentleman by the name of Augusto Pinochet? Yeah, I know, right? And General Suharto of Indonesia? Exactly. So it's this history of seeing someone who is telling me that this is how to define democracy, and this is this is how to define democracy, human rights, and blah blah blah. But it basically forces me to educate myself on this subject, so that every time you show up, I can ask you questions based on this subject. So on that whole freedom of speech, how do you explain this that's happening there? So with the presence of social media and the internet, it's very easy that when someone from China, Russia, Britain shows up and try to lecture you on a certain subject, you turn around and go back to what's going on in their country and ask him, well, you're here to tell me in my country there are this and this and this and these things wrong. Last I checked, the similar things in your country are taking place in this place on this date, and it was published in this media house which happens to be in your country. How do you explain that? So it all comes down to that. While watching the State of the Nation address, I don't know if it ended, but that was today. One of those questions that was posed to the president was, I think, went something in the lines of the foreign direct investors, those ones that are coming in the country, to create quote-unquote employment. When they come, let's tell them it's either we split in terms of shares 50%, 50-50, or leave our natural resources alone. He said something about us not having the money, which I don't totally agree with, because last time I checked, we have money, is what economic experts keep pointing it out. And Kanjengam had a podcast on the amount of money that we have, I think at about 70 billions, that is just waiting to be invested. And then the president went on to talk about skills. I'm like, yeah, okay, now that makes sense. That it's one of those things that's going to stand in our way. But I think the only thing that's most likely going to stand in our way is investment. We are lazy to invest. I used to think back then we don't have the money. Turns out we have the money. For some reason, we just don't like putting in the money. Okay, which I don't understand. Oh, no, I know about the whole oil thing and but let's come back to self-education. There is significance in self-educating because there are those that did it and they proved defying all the odds, which we are not fighting today. None of us is a slave, so I don't care how busy you are. I don't think you're as busy as a slave. Because when you're a slave, you don't have off days and you definitely don't have weekends. But he still found time to educate himself, self-taught. You can imagine there are certain things that that his master taught him around the yard so that he can execute them flawlessly. But still, picking cottons, you can bet that's one of those things. But he educated himself with something he was passionate about. What are you passionate about? And why are you not following it up? And I'm busy, unless you are a slave, is not going to cut it. Now, Babasay, B-A-B-A space S-Y from Senegal. But now with that guy, there's a video of him on YouTube playing, there's a video of him on YouTube, you can find it, playing the 150 opponents during the 1962 organized big game / party in Germany. He's still there. Watch the man perform African art. And unfortunately died in a car accident. Life cut short. Genius level. So school is about sitting in the class. Education extends beyond that. The Australian-born journalist who is now rotting in maximum security prison in countries of the very same people that will, at some point, I bet, will come here and tell you about freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and human rights, a.k.a. Britain, Julian Assange is a computer genius. Who was, how do I put this? Backbencher. Who was not very good in the class. But he was passionate about computers. He taught himself in that. And the American spy who is now found asylum, again, a very interesting example, in Russia, is more of a self-taught when it comes to computer, and he became very good at it. Am I saying we should all be computer geniuses? Absolutely not. Everyone, God knows I can just do the basics on a computer. That's as far as I can go. But now, how do you do that? How do you get self-taught? Make time. Like I said, I'm busy, not gonna cut it, unless you are a slave. Because Thomas Fuller was. I know, right? Like, while going through this, I couldn't help but just look at myself and go like, oof. What's my excuse for not teaching myself something that I'm passionate about? Everyone has a passion. I don't care who you are. Be it cosmetics, computer, you have a passion. How are you able to execute it is going to come with challenges. Challenges that are very difficult to navigate around. But just keep thanking God you are not a slave. Now, according to Mr. Watts in the the improvement of the mind, he explained it in excruciating detail on the methods to sort of like I have to, if you are an atheist, you have to understand that book was written by a religious man. And he kept quoting scripture here and there. And if you let that stand in your way, you're not passionate about your goal enough. But not saying go download the book and read it. I'm just saying one question, educating ourselves. What is stopping you from taking something that you are passionate about and educating yourself in it? Pick a book, get to a website on civic education or economics. Just understand the basics. I know. It's not a walk in the park.
Things are about to get real, Namibia, because your favorite beer is getting an exciting new look. It's Windhoek beer like you've never seen it before, but how you've always tasted it. Fresh new look on the outside, same 100% real taste you love on the inside. The new Windhoek beer look is coming soon. Windhoek, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Enjoy responsibly, not for persons under the age of 18. And self-taught geniuses. Don't forget their names. Babasai and Thomas Fuller, and you could be the next one. What I'm trying to emphasize here is university, high school, I don't care if it's public or private, that's not enough. But when something is self-taught, it seems to be engraved in you for life. It seems to be engraved in you for life. What is stopping you and I from teaching ourselves? What is what is stopping you and I from teaching ourselves? What we are passionate about? Like there are obstructions out there that exist that will stand in between you. That will stand in between you and actually getting to something that you're passionate about, but. Of course, life is just life. Obstructions are going to come. But if you are passionate enough, no obstruction is going to be big enough to basically stand in between you and something that you want to self-teach yourself. Well, that's redundant. Self-teach or teach yourself. And this can be both in academic sort of like oriented fields or disciplines, and also book oriented academic oriented disciplines, and also those ones that are those ones that require like practical skills, like vocational skills or vocational training, for example. That brings me to the end of my show for today. I'm leaving you with three things. One, the topic of today: self-education, self-taught, self-teaching. That's put that under one umbrella. And then two names: Thomas Fuller, or the human calculator, slave taken from the modern day Benin at age 14. And he had, he taught himself how to do math, something he was passionate about. And he became so good at it, even at the age of 70, he was still sharper than those that were not only younger, but also attended formal education. Wow. Now, you know what? That's even too much for me to swallow. Who has time to calculate how old someone who is 70 years, 17 days, and I even totally forgot the whole thing. But homeboy calculated it in billion seconds. Just one question, maybe to leave you, just a little bit of humor. If you are 30, How old are you in seconds? You have 1 minute. Until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, you may want to check out the State of the Nation address. That's just wonderful, but more on that tomorrow. Because most of the what I have is more roast than information. Self-education. Civic education. Don't misuse it. Civic education is something I'm passionate about. What's yours? Are you following it? And if you are, congratulations. If you are not, what's your excuse? And like I say, like I pointed out earlier, unless you are a slave, whatever excuse you have, I don't think it's going to be good enough. Have a good one and have a blessed evening.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.